Tony, took longer than you would have wanted, but you're through to the next round?
Yeah, we've missed a lot of chances during the game, and you know, as the game went on, the stronger we got. And you know, Rick's missed a couple of great opportunities. Solomon, come on, could have scored four goals. You know, he could have come out of the game with four goals. He makes great runs off the back of people. And he's just been very unfortunate tonight because, like I said, he was through twice with the keeper to beat, and even the header at the end is just a little bit behind him. So when things are happening like that, Rick's shot that got deflected, the keeper made a great save, the one he's at the post with in the back. So, you know, all in all, you know, you've got to give Vale credit, although I don't really want to give them too much credit for the way they worked. But I think the better team won. You know, we've exactly got the penalties, but the better team have won.
Yeah, they gave you a bit of stick. They were vocal throughout, but they played well, played fairly, acquitted themselves well against a Premier League side.
Yeah, I played for I managed the greatest team in the Potteries. So they are going to be a bit disappointed and a bit angry that we achieved all the success we did while we were there. And fair play to them for giving me a bit of stick. I enjoyed it.
Like you said, you had plenty of chances. Ricky Lambert looked desperate to score, shooting from left, right and centre. And he was a provider as well for a couple of chances.
Well, the two balls he's played round the sides of their back four. And again, on another day, Solomon. You know, I think Solomon needs a bit of time to settle in. But he's a very intelligent centre forward, and he will score goals. I'm convinced about that.
You mentioned about building up his fitness after the Chelsea game on Sunday, so extra time probably would have done him a bit of good.
Well, we didn't want to give him too much, to be honest, because you know, having flown in and just getting used to the country and everything else, you know, 20 minutes would have been ideal. But you know, having said that, you know, he's come on and he's run around and he'll get plenty of time to rest now before the Stoke game.
Of course, no Saido Berahino again tonight. Can we expect to see him in a West Bromwich Albion shirt between now and the transfer window?
You were doing very well with your questions about football, and I'm not going to talk about transfer deadlines and people involved in that. You know, as I've said, and I've made the point, transfer deadline should close and the season should start and everybody should talk about football. And, you know, that's what I'm here for.
So I want to ask you next Tuesday then.
If you're near me next Tuesday.
Norwich away, next round.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. You know, that dampens it a little bit, not because it's Norwich, but the journey, midweek and the journey and everything else, and that takes a bit out of you. But we'll see where we are at that time. We'll have a better understanding of what squad. We're desperately keen to get players in, and we're working very, very hard to do that, and we need to do it. So, Patriots in there. Yeah, so we'll try and do that.
Yeah, it'd be nice to go far in this competition for the supporters, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you need a bit of luck. And you need a home draw for the next round, you know, and we've not got it, so that's disappointing.
Yeah, and obviously back to your former club on Saturday in the league again, where you want to get 3 points on the Premier League.
Yeah, I look forward to going there. It's, you know, obviously it's a special, special place. And, you know, it'd be nice to go back. It's the first time back. So, yeah, it'll be nice.
Yeah, great atmosphere in there as well, of course. And you'll be assured of a great reception, won't you, when you come back?
It's a fabulous club, as I've just said. You know, I know it's very nice to talk about him when we've just beat the Vale, but, you know, Stoke is obviously very close to me.